Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 13th of February 2025. I'm just bringing up my notes so I can actually talk in a sort of planned fashion, shall we say. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. I've got to admit, I'm really excited tonight. Really excited. I've had some good news. I have what he's calling it a chat. I'm calling it an interview. It's a possibility of a job that I'm really, really excited about. Completely different, still within refrigeration, but completely different to what I've done in the past. More of a research and development side of things. And I'm really excited to try this. Completely different. I'll be in one place all the time, no van, but I'm excited for this. I really, really am. I hope I get this job. I haven't heard anything from many of the other jobs I've had interviews and things back. So it's a very slow process I've learned finding a job for this day. But the great thing about this job that I'm going for tomorrow, which I'm really, really hoping I think I'm in with a good chance for, is it's a 4 days a week. I get Fridays off, which gives me more time for the podcast and gardening, and also a bit more time to spend with Amanda as well on the weekend. So I'm really, really hopeful about that. Really, really hopeful. Fingers crossed. If everything goes to plan, I think it's going to come out. I'm going to come out on top. Anyway, more about that as we learn more. Today, we have sown our leeks. This is Musselberg from this month's seed pack. Now, I did talk about sowing leeks as our seed of a month on the main podcast a couple of weeks ago at the beginning of February. But you know what? I grow a lot of leeks, so I'm definitely going to be, or definitely growing more of them. I tend to try and sow leeks. Excuse me. I tend to sow leeks every month from January to May, just try and spread them out so that we get plenty of leeks right throughout the winter, because they are a winter staple. They will grow through the winter. They will provide us with crops through the winter. We could actually sow leeks later than May, but they will be quite small. A lot of restaurants pay big money for that, but it's something to think about. If you do like leeks like myself, sow lots of them. Now, what I've done, and I spoke about this on the podcast, so I don't really want to go into a lot of detail, but I've taken a polystyrene box. Now, I get these polystyrene boxes from restaurants. They often have meat or fish delivered to them. They're still packaged. They're just to hold their temperature for a bit longer. And often these restaurants and places like that tend to throw a lot of these polystyrene boxes away. So I've been able to grab them. I fill it up, or half fill them up anyway, with multi-purpose compost, and then scatter the seeds on top. I do try and get the seeds to be spread out at a reasonable amount, because they will be in these polystyrene boxes for quite a long time. Once the seed is scattered, I give it a dusting over with seed sowing compost. We want about half a centimetre deep. Give it a good watering, pot a piece of polystyrene over the top, and then I place it outside. At this time of year, actually, with how cold it is, they've gone inside my grow house. Now, if you don't have these polystyrene boxes, don't panic. You don't have to use them. They're just what I use because I find them to be pretty good. They're good for seed sowing anyway. What you could use instead is just your ordinary pots, ordinary boxes. You've just got to remember these plants can cope with the cold, but the seeds just need a little bit of a warmer temperature to germinate. So inside a grow house or on in your kitchen windowsill or something like that, just to try and get them started. Now, one of the other reasons that I like to use these polystyrene boxes is that I just leave them in there to grow until we plant them out. Now, we plant them out when they're a thickness of a pencil, so that probably will be quite a while. Leeks can be quite slow growing. But if you are doing yours in smaller pots, you may need to prick them out before then, if especially if they are quite congested. And it's very easy to do that. Prick them out, one by one, pot them into a bigger pot, maybe plug plants or something like that, just to give them a little bit more room and let them grow on. You may have to pot them up several times. Now, what we're waiting for is when they're about the thickness of a pencil, that's when we're actually going to plant these leeks out in the garden, wherever they are to grow. Obviously, somewhere with plenty of organic matter, well rotted, of course, added to it, no weeds, no stones and things like that. Then what we do is a process known as puddling in. I take my dibber, which is the end of a broom handle, basically, dib that into the ground, and then take a single leek, drop it in, and then move on. Once we've done all that, we then get a watering can and we fill all these holes up with water. We don't backfill them because they will just naturally backfill. What you'll find is that over time, these leeks will bed themselves in, but you also get that nice white stem that you want with leeks, that nice sweet tasting white stem. So that is why we puddle in. You obviously do have to go fairly deep, but that is the main reason why we puddle in. Then all we got to do is leave them to grow, keep them weed free, keep the soil moist, and of course the occasional feed with chicken manure pellets. Chicken manure pellets being a high nitrogen source, which leeks will love because we are after the foliage. Really, just leave them to grow and harvest them when they are ready, when you want them. I do find they are great throughout the winter. They taste better after a frost when the sugars have been, or the starch has turned to sugars. But they can hold right throughout the winter. They're pretty strong throughout the winter. And in fact, we're still harvesting leeks now. And if you make a sowing in May, you could probably still be harvesting leeks the following May. That's why we like to spread them out. That's why we do like these things. So there you go. That is how to grow leeks. Now, one of the things I do want to say, if you, like me, are running out of space for sowing your seeds on your kitchen worktops and things like that, I am looking at improving my seed sowing station. Inside my kitchen, I have a four-tier shelf which have attached grow lights, and all four of these shelves have heated propagators and things like that, which are growing some of my young plants. The trouble is that quickly runs out of room, especially when you start potting on and things like that. So we've gone on to other areas. The worktops have got trays with plants on. Some of these are under grow lights, some don't, because I just don't have enough grow lights. So they are in my kitchen window. Kitchen windows, of course, not great for light, especially mine because they face east. And in fact, what I've recently added this week, I've got this sort of hostess trolley, I think it was. It's like a three-tiered trolley, probably a cocktail trolley might be a better way of describing it. I had it in my garden for ages because I planned to do something with it, never got around to it. And then this week I just went, that's what I need. I've put some more of my young plants on that and pop that in front of our patio window to try and just give us a bit more space. At the moment, our temperature is around 5°C, so it's pretty cold, especially outside. So we don't really want to move outside just yet, but we will. We will have to. Our onions and our lettuces are going outside because they can tolerate the colder weather, but it's just a little bit too cold. The trouble is we are running out of room. I want to improve my seed sowing station. I want more grow lights eventually. And ideally, I wanted a shed dedicated for growing seeds, which with my current predicament isn't happening. Now, as you know, on a Thursday, I like to share with you my plans for the weekend. This is my sort of way of just coming up with a few ideas of things I'm going to be doing, which just might help inspire you yourselves to do a few things yourself. Now, this weekend, I'm actually going to be really, really busy. I've got a lot of things on this weekend, which for an unemployed person is quite amazing. But also next week, Monday and Tuesday, I'm heading into London. I'm heading in on Monday, coming back on Tuesday night. The reason being, Tuesday is the Garden Press event. This is an annual event in London, in Islington, that I go to pretty much every year. And it's basically where members of the Garden Press go to this this place, and brands are showcasing their products to try and get it in front of the press. Now, because I'm doing that for 2 days, I've got to get everything organized in advance, videos, podcasts, etc., etc. One of the great things at the moment, with extra time, we're able to get a lot of stuff done in advance. So tomorrow morning, I'm actually going to head down to the allotment. I'm just going to have a good tidy up, maybe plant out some onions for more. These are overwintered onions, but I'm going to maybe plant some of those out. It's really still much too early to do much on the allotment other than just general tidying and trying to keep on top of that. It pays off though, because come spring, our allotment is ready to go. So I am at the moment, the allotment doesn't look great because things like the grass needs cutting and it's just looking very dank. It's the only way I can describe it. But I'm on top of so many things that once it warms up, we're ready to go. And this is why I always try and garden right throughout the winter, because I'm on top of things. Saturday, I'm going to actually go to a car boot to sell some items for obvious reasons. Some of this is some old garden items, but I'm also looking at selling plants in the future at gardens, at car boots, to try and sort of start off a plant nursery. So I'm doing a bit of research on that at the same time. When I get home in the afternoon, if it's dry enough, I'm going to possibly mow the lawn, which it does need doing. It would look so good with a mown lawn. Grass, I'm not a lover of grass, but I do feel it does make the garden look tidy. One of the things I do also want to do is shred a lot of our clippings. We've got a lot of prunings and things like that. I just want to run through our shredder. And what I'm planning to do, I've been looking a lot into making our own compost mixes. These are things like I'm making our own multi-purpose compost or seed compost and things like that. So I'm looking at putting wood chip into a compost bin on its own. I think it's got a lot of merit. I think it could work quite well. I've been doing a lot of research on all the different ingredients we could use to make our own compost mixes. It's quite interesting, actually, and this is something I'm looking at to try and save money. Of course, we need to make plenty of our own compost, but I think there could be something in this. May mean we need more compost bins. Now, I'm also going to be sowing a few more seeds. In a veggie pod, I'm probably going to sow some radish and parsnips. A bit early for both of these, but I'm just going to give it a try. The veggie pod, of course, has that mesh covering, and I want to see just how well it gets on. And then indoors, I'm going to be sowing quite a few seeds, thyme, dill, cucumbers and pumpkins, because AI suggests those, just to try and get ahead. A bit early, in my opinion, but we'll try it. What else can we sow? Wide range of things. I won't be doing roots, although I've got some lovely onion seeds that I'm going to sow from Simply Seeds, a new, fairly new website, seed company. They keep sending me stuff. I've got to mention them, Simply Seeds. Really good quality, I've got to say. I haven't got a discount code or anything with them. I'm going to work on that in the future. So yeah, I'm going to sow some of these onions, maybe some celery and celeriac as well, because they need doing. So quite a busy time planned. I think our biggest problem is finding space to sow a lot of our seeds. But it's busy. It's busy time. Right, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. I will be back on Sunday, where hopefully I might have some good news for you if I know more. Until then, please take care. We've got a live stream on Sunday as well, where I can't remember what we're going to be talking about. I think we're going to be talking about making space for seed sowing and things like that. But yeah, lots of things going on that I'm excited about. Well, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.